Together, we are Ash Friendly.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones.
I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you.
Well, folks, today we're going to talk about, like, what can you do? Simple. Keep it as simple as you want. Keep it as easy as you want. And do it when you want. I don't care if you don't add us into your email. I don't care if you add us on whatever we're doing, whether it's Instagram or TikTok. At least you see it. You know we're here. All I'm asking is that if you see someone struggling, if you see someone homeless and you feel comfortable with them, give them a card. Let them know, hey, we're here. Hey, we're here. That's it. If they're interested, you don't have to tell them what we do. We don't have to tell them where we're going. You don't have to say anything. They have it. And the more they see it, they might see that heart or our name, Ash Friendly. Think, oh, that's a light. That's something that I can relate to. I'm going to go over here because it feels like a lot more love is over here with Ash Friendly. And then it starts. For them. And you did that. You made that happen. No one's going to write in the newspaper. No one's going to see it. No one's going to tweet about it. But you did it. You may not even know that you did it by giving out a card or a number or a name or wearing a t-shirt that says Ash Friendly. What's that? And someone homeless says, oh, okay. And then 5 years down the road, 2 years down the road, next month, they're like, oh, man, I need Ash Friendly right now. That's how simple it is. That's your part. Do what you feel comfortable with. And if you're in fear, then don't do it. If it doesn't feel right, then don't do it. Do what feels right to you. If you'd like to belong, then belong. When you're ready, you're ready. May not be now, may not be tomorrow. Maybe like next week that you're like, oh, you know what? I feel like doing a couple Ash Friendly things. Or if you're doing it out of fear because you don't know these homeless people down the street, they're begging for money and they're insane. They're in the middle of the street, shirt off, yelling and screaming. Give them a card. Leave something for them. Because that fear you have, let me identify them. Let me see where they're at. Let me see how we can help them. Let me see exactly what they're looking for. I have certified people, degrees, doctorates, all working together with me to find a way to cure this problem. And it all it comes down to is identifying them. Hey, you have this. Hey, cool. This is how I'm going to interact with you. This is how I can communicate with you. And then we're just going to pour love into that person the way they let us. Now, what I mean by that is a lot of people, I can't just be myself everywhere I go. It won't be accepted. But like if I'm a big ray of sunshine, and that sunshine's beaming at this person. It's like, man, I've never had this kind of sunshine in my life. It's way too much. I'm going to run. But if I give them a hat, oh, keep my head from getting hit by the sunshine and, you know, sweating down my face. Now I have a hat. Oh, great. Sign of love. Oh, like, my feet hurt. This girl, okay, cool. Give them a pair of shoes. They can handle the love. Or if they're like, I just want someone to talk to, man. I just want something I can just ramble on and just be next to. Or I just need to be quiet next to someone and just know that they're there. I can let them know that. Other people that I know, we're working together and we have a nice picnic. Would you like to come for the picnic? Well, why do you want me there? Well, you're here. If you'd like to come, there's food and there's drinks and you can talk to anyone. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to. It's your choice. But we're here. They can make the decision on whether or not they want to come. But you're the one that made it happen. For whatever you did. And that's important. The more that we interact with the vast, diverse group of people who are homeless, dementia, people who are just have been abandoned, people without, like, I understand it costs a lot of money to deal with people who have no way of making money, have no way of
keeping a job, keeping a place, or anything. And there's no value in that. But I don't, we don't look as that, like, that person's useless. They have value, we just have to find it. They have value, but I don't know where it is. But I gotta go talk to this person or communicate the best way that I can. Whether it's me or someone else, I don't know. But they have value. Not all of us in this world can work and make millions of dollars like LeBron James, which is just kind of, everything's come easy to that man. He can just go ahead and just like play basketball and it's easy and go act because like, who's gonna turn LeBron James down? He has a great following. Not all of us have those great gifts, but we all have great gifts on our own that may not contribute back into making money, but it's contribute back in humanity, into empathy, into sympathy and compassion, what the world needs, but the world doesn't let it out. The world doesn't want it out. Only it wants is more ego, anger, aggression, and just fighting, killing. It's what the world is like, hey, do this. This will make you money. This will make you famous. And that's not the way. It'll never be the way. And I don't care how people can come at me and say, hey, this is the way because God says that in order for there has to be evil because that's when there's more good is done. That's where more people are drawn to God, but that's being forced. Finding God and religion should come natural. Not because you need something for God or want something. I want a new car, God, get it for me. I want this. No. It should come natural. I'm naturally drawn to the light. I'm naturally drawn to God's love. I'm naturally drawn to being spiritual. I'm naturally drawn to being religious. But that's me. No one forces me to because of all the evil and hatred out there. I just can't partake in it. People can come rip me off, steal all my money, wreck my car, do whatever they want with me. Cool. I'll keep driving, man. I got bigger things to do or worry about than whatever you're doing. Because I have meaning, I have purpose, I have value. I am looked after. Because the people around me know my value. And I've worked hard at that. And they see me as something, as a loving creature. And that's what I want to give back into the world through Ash Friendly. Where I could choose like that same path of being homeless, being insane, being crazy as anything. And any of us could end in that situation at any time. And don't think that you're better than them. Don't think you're step better. In a minute, all your money could be taken away. You could take the wrong pill. You could take the wrong mushroom. You could take the wrong whatever, and you're insane. And there's no going back to your normal spot. But with the acceptance of that is to love people every possible way you can that they're willing to accept it. And we do that, we will solve the homeless problem, the insanity problem. They're still going to be insane, but at least, hey, I know who they are. These people are together. We are with them. So they don't feel alone for more evil to attack them, to make them do awful and really just vulgar and just nasty things to other people. Because we're feeding this person love the best way that we can. And that's our only weapon. Well, folks, I'm leaving you as I always leave you. You can love the world, love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you for listening to Ash Friendly, and don't forget, together, we are Ash Friendly.